very simple now, and it all looks very nice and very elegant, which is fantastic. But it's taken Nick's age about 30 years in the last 6 months. I've got less hair than I had before, and when you still looks as lovely as always. But it's been a long road to get where we are because of planning for the grade 3 listed and everything. But as you can see, the end results are well worth it. It's very simple, which is what we want. It's very elegant, and you know, it's got great equipment. We've got some fantastic sponsors, which I'll go through in a second. But we're here, you know, and that's the whole. We finally got the journey at the end of it, and we're very, very proud of what we've achieved. So hence, that's why we wanted to have. We had one session this morning with some people this morning, and one session obviously with invited guests this evening, and just to show you a little bit about what we're doing. We made a quick demo just to get your taste buds going a little bit, and then you can try it afterwards. And basically, we go through the courses of what we're doing. So with the course wise, there's obviously you have the course guide dotted around, so you pick that up. You know, the course is printed out until January, February next year. We do a wide range of courses, and it's open to everyone. It's not open to children, it's open to anyone, from a child to anybody of your age who wants to just refine their cooking skills. So if you want to learn a little bit more about chocolate, you want to learn a little bit about Caribbean cooking, about vegetarian, about gluten-free, how to make a sausage, which is always quite funny. Don't know why, but it's always quite funny. Piping a sausage seems to be entertaining for a lot of men. Not too sure why. Seems we always have men on that course for some reason.
Don't know.
But it's just about, you know, let's taking your cooking skills to a little bit of a different level. We have some fantastic people tutoring as well, so not only myself. We have various other tutors that we've got on board. From, you know, if we're having a, say, for a Thai course or a Caribbean course, we'd like to have somebody who relates to that. So we'll have somebody from the Caribbean come to do the Caribbean course and vice versa. Somebody specialist in bread or chocolate to do these courses. So this is where we're at. We'll take 10 people at once. So obviously when so we have various tables dotted around, we move back in, and we have a lot of lovely equipment. We have some beautiful equipment. I'll go into that just in a second. So everybody has their own workstation. So each has an induction hob on their section. Everything's there. So you have your own little section to work on during the day. You break during the day. You come across, have a bit of lunch, glass of wine. Maybe turn up too much wine if you're handling knives in the afternoon. But the whole thing is it's an experience that you come to, you enjoy it, and it's not threatening or intimidating anywhere. We're here to teach you, to make sure that your experience for the day is memorable when you come back and do another course. If you have a basic pastry course, for example, then you come back in 6 months' time with your next pastry course and your advanced pastry course, again with your fish ability, maybe do an introduction to fish, for example, which people, you buy a packet of fish in the supermarket, where does it come from, is it sustainable, can you fillet it? You know, this is the whole thing. It's cheaper to buy a whole piece of fish and more cost effective than it is buying a piece of packet fish. So these type of things which we're doing, and this is what we wanted to just basically introduce you to today. Going on to the sponsors we have some fantastic people that we're involved with, which I've built up over the years, and some that Wendy knows and Nick knows, we've got into partnership with us. Obviously the cooker range we have is, there's a little brochure on there, it's by Bomatic, which a very, very high-end domestic cooker range. We've got into partnership with them. They're absolutely fantastic. They're very supportive. They sell in high-end places. Also, do lower range stuff as well, right through. So if you want to spend 20 or 30,000 in your kitchen, or you want to spend 1 to 2,000 in your kitchen, depending. So we're very, very happy that they've come into partnership with us. Also, we've been doing some work with Kenwood. Obviously, you can see some beautiful Kenwood mixers dotted around everywhere, which is very nice, which they were here this morning. So we're very proud of that. Ayershed knives, which I've been doing a lot of work with. Brochures are on the side if you want them. These knives are very, very good quality knives. They're, in a way, compared to global, if not better. We use them professionally as chefs. I don't think you can endorse better than that. We use them every day. They don't break. They do their job. They stay sharp. What more do you want from a knife? So I endorse their knives. So they very kindly obviously helped us with this. So as you can see, we're trying to be in partnership with people who are quality. We relay that to the people that are here. Again, it's simple, it's elegant, and it's quality, and a beautiful building that reflects the stuff we're doing in the Red Lion as well. A little bit of other news as well, just on my front. I've actually resigned from Rhodes 24 in London, so I'll now be up here pretty much full time within about 4 or 5 weeks, which is the next chapter of my life. So Nick and Wendy are seeing huge amounts of me. Probably not too sure whether they're really happy about that or not, but Nick isn't. So. No, but the whole point is that I've been with Gary in a restaurant before for the last 11 years, and it came to a stage where, although we're amazing friends, we still get on, it came to a stage where I need to pursue my next chapter in my life about what I want to do. And, you know, we've built up a fantastic partnership, the three of us, here at the Red Lion and at Shires, so I need to be here for that. So that's what my next chapter is. Hopefully we have plans, Nick and I have plans in the future to open another restaurant in the not too distant future, not just yet, maybe in 10, 12 months, which will then be, hopefully, I can't say it, but touch wood, will be a Michelin-starred restaurant. I can't guarantee it, but I've held staff 11 years, so I've sort of got a bit of a formula going, I think. And that will be, so we then have the three fantastic properties that we have here, the pub, and hopefully another one. But it all depends. You know. Yes, definitely. Northamptonshire. So hopefully in the next surrounding village somewhere, it will be a destination restaurant. That's what we're looking to do. So we want to make it clear that everybody's here, because I think, as I said previously, there's been a little bit of misunderstanding, because people assume that because it's a Michelin star chef that owns the place, it's got a Michelin star. It doesn't work like that. I have to gain it again. I have to earn it again. I have to do all that type of thing. You know, and I think Northampton's ready for it. I think it's waited long enough, and hopefully, I'm not saying I am the person, but hopefully, touch wood, I'm going to get touch wood, but I will get one. You know, I can't guarantee it, but let's hope so. Anyway, I've got to do a demo before you all pass out and pure champagne waiting some food. So what I'm going to do today, I'm going to do two things. I'm going to try to multitask at once. Apparently men can't multitask, but some of us are going to try my damn hardest to can if I can. What I'm going to do is, I'm just going to turn the stove on. Right, we're all on, we're all fired up. We're going to do a simple dish. This is something that we will feature on the Red Lion. We're launching a new menu, sort of beginning of August time, so midsummer, and it's sort of a new concept, a little bit of concept, back to simplicity, back to no fancy food, just very, very simple, brilliant to speak for themselves, and we can't hide anything from the cooking wise. It has to be absolutely perfect, everything goes in a plate. We should be pretty much anywhere, really, but we're just going to sort of redo it a little bit and push our name, push everything forward. So, what we're going to do, I'm just going to do things that are beautiful in season at the moment. So we have fresh peas. I'm sure some of you probably have peas in your garden growing at the moment. I've just potted these, so I have my fresh peas. Some pea shoots, which I've taken off from the pea pods, which are attached into the stem. Also, I'm doing a little bit of organic salmon. Okay, wild salmon is coming into the season at the moment. It's also exceptionally expensive, £25, £30 a kilo. So I'm trying to relate to you, this is a more cost effective way of doing it. This is a beautiful piece of organic salmon, so it's not been dyed or any dodgy food given to it. It has a beautiful flavour, it's organic, with some Scottish girolles. So from the British Isles, they're beautiful wild mushrooms that are in season at the moment. And again, it's a simple little dish which I think isn't too daunting, that you can probably do at home. If you've got a dinner party coming up, prepare half of it the day before and it's pretty much less stress, I hope. Okay, I'm going to do two types of cooking, that's why I'm saying I'm going to multitask. Because I've been very nicely given by Bowmatic. This is a one of its own kind. This is a vat pack machine, a domestic vat pack machine. It's the only, pretty much the only type company available that do it. And you're all thinking, what does a vat pack machine do? I wouldn't have one, I'd love one, I don't know what they are. But I'm going to do two types. I'm going to cook the salmon, one in a vat pack, and one pan fried, so if you haven't got a vat pack machine, which none of us have, I haven't even got one, so not yet. Anyway, so hopefully one day I might be able to get one of my own. How it's done, okay, and how simple it is, and how cost effective, and actually it's really actually a good bit of kit. Once you invest in one, okay, it's a grand or so, but once you invest in it, it is actually, so he's nodding his head going, and she's looking there, so I want one, and she's looking, no. But just to show you how it's done, okay. So all I've done is I'm going to take a piece of salmon. This is a vat pack bag which you get given with a vat pack machine. This is your piece of salmon which I've scaled. So there's no scales on the skin. Filleted, beautiful piece of salmon. In it goes to the bag. And all I do is add a bit of sea salt. So natural sea salt. It's not been refined or anything. A little bit of ground white pepper. I'm going to put a zest of lemon. So all I've just done is peel these in the peeler. I'm going to put it in. Inside and add a little bit of, which I'm sure you all know, Duncan's Farrington's oil, which I'm sure you all use because you're all from Northampton and know what it's all about, so I won't go on about it anymore. Everybody's nodding their head, which is fantastic, so I don't need to go on about how And Duncan's not going to pop out of the cupboard or anything, which he normally does. Duncan always, when I do a demo, so he's always around somewhere, so he generally pops out somewhere. So here we go. Goes into the batch pack machine. And all I'm going to do is seal it. And why you seal it is... So it seals just like that. That'll take about 3 minutes to cook. 3 minutes to seal, rather. So that goes in there, and it removes all the air, and so it's absolutely perfectly sealed, like so. Okay, like that. So it's sealed, I can't open it. So all I'm going to do, I have my water on, it's at 67 degrees. Anything between 65 to 70, 71 is perfect. Okay, so it's clean. I haven't used any pans, there's nothing. I've got one pan on with boiling water, and I've got a thermometer. You can turn it out to the boil. If you haven't got a thermometer, turn it off, pretty much. And I'm going to time it now for 12 minutes. Okay, so with my phone, which I hope works, it's all set up. Of course it is. So we've got about 30 seconds so far. So 12 minutes. So that's 12 minutes. The whole dish will be ready, I hope. My salmon will be perfectly cooked. If you like it pink, it will be beautifully pink in the middle. Okay, so those of you who haven't got a back pack machine, including myself, I'm going to pan fry one to show you how that's done as well. Okay, so again, my salmon, which I have here, my pan I put on while I was waffling on about the back pack machine. I have my pan on, it's in a really, really low heat. Okay. When cooking fish, if you want, for me, round fish, obviously you eat the skin. It's very, very high in omega-3s, very, very good for you. Again, using Duncan's oil is very high in omega-3. Very, very good for you again. Obviously flat fish, you wouldn't eat the skin for obvious reasons, because it's at the bottom of the ocean, bottom of the river, whatever. Okay, so round fish, you can eat the skin. So it's scaled, and I think it tastes absolutely fantastic. It's like the crackling of pork, you want to eat that. It's like the skin, when it's nice and crispy, it's like the crackling. Cracking fish. For me, it tastes fantastic. So, skin side down, I'm just going to season it a little bit. Sea salt, so natural sea salt, ground white pepper in the pan. As you can see, you can't hear anything from a little sizzle, no more than that. So, what I call a medium heat, okay? So, it's not roaring, it's not flaming, it's not smoking. Gentle, no stress. You can do this at home, have all your garnishes ready, which I'll show you in a second. Have your fish ready to go. I'm just pressing it down because I want the skin nice and crispy, because when you put anything, if you put your hand in a pan of boiling water, it'll go like that, because it's going to clench up with the heat. This, nice and gentle, the fish is crunched up by that because the heat's got to it and it's curled up. I'm just pressing it down gently. So just press it down the back of your hand, you want to touch the fish with your hand, and use a spatula. Obviously I'd like to be a famous saying I have at one with my food, which is always very good, which I use once on television, and I never... My good friend Woody, who's standing at the back, got me a t-shirt saying I am at one with my food. Did you not? So anyway, the back pack machine, so it's taken 3 minutes for that. And we're just removing all the air. My other one is in the water, and this one's cooking there. So at the moment, there's no stress. I don't think it's quite simple. So you're thinking, you're all agreeing, there's no stress to cooking at all. Okay, so if you have four of these, you've got four people around for dinner. So there we are, that's that done. Okay, so if you do want a backpack machine, the brochure's on the side, okay, and I'm sure they'd be lovely to contact you. But that fits nicely in the cupboard, so hopefully one day I might get one myself, and we all three of us might get one. So, as I said, my salmon's on. I'm not going to start shaking the pan or doing anything fantastic with it. It's just cooking nice and gently. With the salmon, the British peas, these are nice. I potted these yesterday. So in they go, in the water, which is on, just being brought up to the boil. In the water, a couple of knobs of butter. Let's face it, butter tastes great, in moderation, obviously. It's obviously not going to be huge amounts of butter every day, but once in a while, it's fantastic. So my pan's on, as you can see, nice and gently. No problem, just pushing it down. As you can see, it's coming up very nicely. Like so. Okay, just gonna check my timer, how long we got left. So we have 8 minutes left, okay. Sorry, it's just a wife. Right. Probably thinking, where's my dinner? Anyway, so my salmon's on, my peas are in. I'm going to bring these up to the boil. There we go. They will only take 1 to 2 minutes, okay, in there. My pan, I've had another pan heating on, so a non-stick pan. A little bit of Duncan's oil, as I call it, rather than Farrington's oil, I always call it Duncan's oil. When heating mushrooms up, so all I've done, these are beautiful Scottish girolles. okay, in season. If you can buy, if you can't get just Girolles, most supermarkets these days do packs of mixed wild mushroom, shiitake or oyster. They're not wild, but they're cultivated. But that's what you can get. They work just as well, not a problem. Some, obviously, some delicatessens you can buy these in. You've got seps, all sorts of morels are in season, all these type of things are in season. So all I've done is I've just scraped the stem and washed them quickly, okay? Plunge them in a bit of water and take them straight out. I put a bit of salt in the water so there's bugs in there, the salt kills them. Take them straight out. If you didn't do that, if you left them in the water, like a sponge mushrooms, they soak everything up. So in the water, straight out again, because when I put them in the pan, they'll just release all their water, okay? So my pan is nice and hot. I'm just going to throw my girolles in. So when you're cooking mushrooms, completely opposite of cooking fish. Hot pan, okay? So you want to seal the mushrooms off, seal all the moisture in, and I'm not going to start shaking my pan and tossing the pan around in any way, shape or form. Keep your pan on the stove, okay? So you retain all the heat. I'm just going to turn it down very slightly. As you can see, you've got some beautiful steams, everything coming off. They're very small, they're only going to take a minute to cook. So that's starting to come nice and crunchy on that side, okay? So just going to turn that up slightly. My mushrooms, again, sealing them all in. I haven't removed the pan from the stove and I haven't started doing all this type of thing, thinking, you know. So the reason why I do that is I just want continuous heat all the time. So mushrooms in, like so. I'm going to add a couple of knobs of butter. If you're very health conscious and don't like butter, then don't add the butter. It's just purely for what I'll show you in a second. So the butter melts nicely, giving it slightly richer flavour. I'm just going to add a couple of tablespoons of water. The reason for this is you have some beautiful flavour in here. Okay, and I'm just going to turn that off. So that's done. The reason why I'm just going to turn it off, but I've added the water, is because this dish doesn't come with any rich sauces or anything. I just want to use a little bit of the moisture for the mushrooms. The mushrooms have got some fantastic, beautiful flavour. It's reducing nicely, and the mushrooms are caramelising. The butter adds a little bit of richness to it. So I've just got now a little bit of sauce, no more than that, okay? So my salmon, as you can see, is now beautifully golden brown on one side, and my peas are done. So peas are off. I'm just going to drain them. My colander. That. Okay, for my salmon, as you can see, and now it's nice and golden brown and it's crunchy on one side, so it's like crackling. Just going to flip it over, and while I'm doing the rest, just be nice and cooked. Okay, so peas in my blender, I'm going to add a couple of tablespoons of the water with the butter just to get it going, and with that. I've just picked a little bit of mint from the garden we have here. We grow in herbs and do some salads as well. A little bit of chopped mint goes in there. Obviously the peas, salmon, mint, it's summer, mint all over it. Okay, on there, flip it in. I'll quit that. Okay, I don't want it to puree, I want it crushed. I want all the flavour of the fish, of the peas to come out. My salmon, as you can see, it's coming nicely cooked, it's nice and pink, like so. And I just want to check how long we got left. We have 4 minutes left, okay? So I have about 3 minutes left on that piece of salmon. So there's no pressure at all, really. So, presentation is a plate, okay? My salmon, I'm just going to seal it on all sides, like so. And as you can see, I'm going to take the pan off. You can see it's lovely. You just know it's going to taste absolutely fantastic. Nice crispy skin, it's going to be nice and pink. If you want it well done, that's your preference. Cook it a little bit longer, not a problem. Okay, so I'm going to count down to 3 minutes. Lovely. So I'm just going to place my peas. Okay. As you probably noticed, I haven't added any salt or pepper to my peas. I didn't add any salt to the water or anything. It's good to taste it. So when you know how to season something, little rule, which I use, it's up to you whether you use it or not, the salt first. Excuse me, take it. The salt first. A little bit of salt. You add the salt first to bring the flavour out as much as possible. It's not to add saltiness to it, it's to maximise the flavour of that ingredient. Add your salt first. When you're happy with it, it's your choice how much salt. If you don't want salt, you got health, you're not into salt, you don't like salt, you don't like the taste of it, and that's clearly your choice. Okay? So, for me, that's not enough salt. Now, I didn't add too much, but I brought the flavour to be out. The pea flavour is coming out to its maximum amount. A little bit of white pepper. The reason why I use white pepper as opposed to black pepper is actually the only fact reason is black pepper puts black specks over everything. Okay? White pepper doesn't. There's no other fundamental reason besides that, really. My salmon's cooking now. What I'm going to do now is, last bit, I'm going to add a couple of knobs of butter. Again, if you don't want to add butter, then just keep that as it is. You just want to add a little bit of richness to the salmon. So, my presentation plate, a little ring in the middle. Nice and simple. Beautiful fresh peas. My girolles, which I have here, which I'm just going to scatter around. Like that. Plenty of them, beautiful. Then the little pea shoots. Also, apart from looking great, they have a little concentrated flavour of pea in them. So when you eat them with the peas and the salmon, you cut through to the pea shoots. They're in your garden. If you're growing the peas, you should use them. Absolutely beautiful. Okay, so I have two options. So I have my salmon, which I'm just going to check. I'm probably down to about my last 30 seconds before my alarm goes off. So I have 50 seconds left. Okay, my salmon has 50, about pretty much ready. Okay. And I shall take my salmon out now because the temperature has gone a little bit higher than the 67 while I was talking. So I know it's going to be ready. Okay, so that's off, that salmon's off. That will still retain the heat in the pan. We'll carry on. So I just slip my bag. Like that. And I know that from touching the salmon, just having a couple of years of experience, that I know that my salmon is ready. Like that. I'm going to garnish it with a little touch of salt, just on the skin, and just a little bit of garnish. There you are. Perfect timing. I don't know how I did it, but it worked out pretty well. Okay, so I couldn't have judged that better myself. So I obviously want to get you all to taste it in a minute, just tell me how you think it is. So we have, this is the poached salmon, again, looks very, very summery, a bit more seasonal, and again, a piece of pan fried, and you can taste the difference with that, okay? And there we are, that's all the poached salmon, crushed peas, very, very simple. Seasonal, and thank you very much for coming today. So if you want to come up and have a little bit of early supper, then come up and give it a try. Thank you very much for coming.
Nosy and
have a little. Yeah, it's good.
I've been watching
a
great fish.
Yeah, but it's great, the fish is unbelievable. Cost about a grand and a half. If you're going to have one, you can make people like us use it all the time because of what we do. So, expect, these are fairly simple, so I've asked them to change it to 3-2-1. So, 3 minutes, 2 minutes, 1 minute.
So, I'm imagining it's all that I work with diet. and especially kind of around
So once you've got one, it's investment. You don't even really need a small stove. You're pretty much done. You know? The storage as well. Like, I mean, if you've got what I need is storage sources in it, you cut your veg. The last 4 or 5 days, once the veg has been prepped, because it removes everything. There's no bacteria because it's all been sucked out. So,